Hi, this is Rabbi Jim Egolf. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I've been just a little busy getting ready for my holidays and all the things that have to happen. And so I thank you for tuning in and being part of this podcast. Well, this week I'm going to go back a week or two and talk about what I spoke of from the pulpit during Parshat Ki Tetzeh, which really has nothing to do with the Parsha, but has a lot to do with where I grew up and one of the offers that's on the table. Well, we'll get to that in a moment, but if you're looking for $50,000 and you're looking to move, there might be a place for you. Stay tuned. One of the things that a lot of people don't normally associate with me is that I grew up in Alabama. And growing up in Alabama, just to kind of give you my bona fides, there was a running joke. I was actually accepted to the University of Alabama, and my sister went to Auburn, so I'll make a joke about Auburn. But there was a running joke in the state that kind of went like this. You know, the Auburn Library burned down, and both books were lost in the conflagration. The tragedy, though, was that neither of the books had actually been colored in yet. Such are the jokes that tend to run around right before the Iron Bowl, which is the annual Alabama-Auburn game, which can either make or destroy any coach's coaching career. So I grew up in Alabama, and this week, with great glee, many people decided to email me the following email from the Jewish Telegraph Agency, Dothan, Alabama. Larry Blumberg is looking for a few good Jews to move to his corner of the Bible Belt. Blumberg is chairman of an organization offering Jewish families as much as $50,000 to relocate to Dothan, an overwhelmingly Christian town of 58,000 that calls itself the peanut capital of the world. Get involved at Temple Emmanuel and stay at least 5 years. The group's leaders say the money doesn't have to be repaid if you stay for the 5 years. Now, I have to share with you that before the digital signal transformation, we're all waiting for next year because our government has sold the analog part of the spectrum. I used to get the CBS affiliate WTVY. I mean, the name of the station itself is almost a question. Anyway, I would get this channel, which was Channel 4, in Monroeville, Alabama, that was transmitted out of Dothan, Alabama. It was next to Channel 5 from Mobile, and that was also a CBS affiliate. And often the programming was the same until it wasn't. You see, there were certain things that one had to experience, some might even say indoor, such as fishing with Red Holland and hunting with Red. Red was the host of the show, but you know, you were always taught to be quiet when you go hunting and fishing. Let's say that Red could be challenged in this endeavor at certain moments. Needless to say, since Red now seems to work out of Panama City, I guess it's better to be on the beach. Mr. Blumberg has to overcome people coming to Dothan, Alabama, and potentially hearing the opening theme music of Red's show, which has montages of Red and a caricature of him as somewhat of a hillbilly with a 10 o'clock shadow, shall we say. And then has to overcome the fact that the 45-minute introductory music is a chicken clucking to Shake, Rattle, and Roll with full instrumentation. Yes, move to Dothan. see this on TV. No, that's not going to make anybody think twice. Now, I have to tell you that when I closed my eyes and I heard this audio, which you can get out of the show notes, I don't think of a Bubba in a hunting fishing program. I'm really drawn more towards the character of the Swedish chef on The Muppet Show. You know, bark, bark, bark. You see, having grown up in Alabama, in an even smaller town than Dothan, which is the peanut capital of the world, not to be confused with its neighbor, Enterprise, Alabama, which is the boll weevil capital of the world. Gotta keep those two straight. You see, I'm looking for my check. According to the deal, it's $50,000 for 5 years spent in Dothan. Well, I grew up for 13 years in Monroeville, Alabama, which I'm calculating to be at least worth $130,000, not including the extra hazard pay, for being in a town that was roughly one-tenth the size of Dothan. Mr. Blumberg can mail the check. I'm just kidding, Mr. Blumberg, just kidding. Red aside, and looking at this offer, we really have to think about the efforts and acknowledge the real issue at hand here. Mr. Blumberg is being radically creative and radically generous. You got to give him that. He's being radically generous in his attempt to help his community. The Jewish community has always been the canary in the coal mine on several issues. Jews are often affected first by the possibilities for the rest of the population, and Dothan, as well as other small towns across the south and north, suffer from a lack of young people and possibilities for young people to make reasonable lives for themselves. The truth is that small town America is dying and has been doing so for the last 60 to 70 years. This was brought about by the creation of our celebrated interstate system and by the building of a huge industrial and retail complex, as well as the destruction of those things that fed the rural economy, such as the farm. When things go bad in a large metropolitan area, they can recover because there are many benefits to going to a place that already has a strong infrastructure. It's just a matter of working out the tax deal with the next occupant. However, when I was growing up, when Vanity Fair closed its plants in Monroeville and Arvin Industries had pulled out 20 years, 25 years earlier, the town was left with empty buildings and huge economic holes. The Jewish community first started moving out after World War II. Attracted by larger cities in the suburbs, it created a problem. No child wanted to return and run the family store or get an engineering degree to manage the family farm. Yes, Jews do farm. This gave way to a huge brain drain from the area, as those who could leave, could aspire, did, and left, and went elsewhere. But that's only part of the story. Truth be told, a small town is a place where the world is not your life attached to a jet engine that never wants to stop. It is nice when people will take the time to include you and be part of your life. The problem is that our economic and political situation have caused the small town to often bear the brunt for globalization and an increased wealth at the cost of being able to have a sense of place and a notion of time that reminds us that we're also supposed to enjoy time quietly, and that it's okay to have little or nothing to do. Nothing to do seems to be almost a curse in our society today. But nothing to do except be with one's spirit, family, and community. Isn't that the constant message of Shabbat? It is sad that the small town and the rocking chairs on the porch are less likely to be the place where people meet and talk than Facebook. Full disclosure, I have one of those accounts too. I hope Mr. Blumberg is successful, for the benefits of a Jewish community in a small town are incredible. One of the things we don't understand is that when a town has a synagogue, especially these small towns, they know Jews. They have a notion that they have to understand a culture and a religion that is different. And these small Jewish communities actually made the little towns in which they existed much more cosmopolitan, much more diverse. That was an incredible blessing because they actually knew Jews. I think we need to consider what a small town lifestyle might teach us, and not a small town lifestyle that is created and pretended to as if we can buy it anywhere, but one that's actually nurtured and celebrated and fostered, so that things like slowing down, things like family, and things like Shabbat aren't luxuries. They are the values by which we live our lives. I wish you a wonderful week.